Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April 13, 2009. In the news today, two women seeking specialist medical treatment died in Gaza as a result of the continued siege, and the army kidnaps 9 civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinian patients were reported dead on Monday in the Gaza Strip due to the continued Israeli siege. Both women, needing urgent medical treatment outside the coastal region, were denied leave by the Israeli military, local sources reported. Doctors say that hundreds of patients are in critical condition due to the 22-month-long Israeli siege, which prevents patients from Gaza seeking urgent specialist medical treatment. The Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza announced that the death toll as a result of the siege on the coastal region has reached 320. Also in Gaza, a Palestinian fishing boat exploded after it was attacked by Israeli naval boats on Monday off northern Gaza Strip coast. The Israeli military reported that the boat was loaded with explosive materials which caused the explosion. The report also noted that troops searching the boat found no one on board at the time of the incident. Nizar Abbash, the head of the fishermen's union in Gaza, told local media that a massive explosion was seen off the Gaza coast after the Israeli forces opened fire. He was unable to comment as to whether anyone was on board prior to the explosion. According to the Palestinian fishermen, the Israeli naval forces attack their fishing vessels frequently as they near their fishing grounds. In the West Bank, scores of Israeli settlers stormed the courtyard of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City on Monday. Israeli police arrested a Palestinian worshipper, however no Israelis have been arrested. Witnesses said that settlers led by radical leaders stormed the courtyard while protected by the Israeli police. When Palestinian worshippers tried to stop them, the police officers attacked them and arrested one Palestinian man. Palestinians say police also harassed other worshippers who were conducting their midday prayers at the mosque. One civilian was beaten up by Israeli troops and another kidnapped on Monday in the Al-Arub refugee camp near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Meanwhile, another 8 civilians were kidnapped during an Israeli military invasion targeting a village near Ramallah city. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Balnoura and Adel Jaber.